Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Yes, it is the Mixtape and the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Ficky Fig holding it down on a Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to everyone out there. So yesterday in the Mixtape, this story came across the Mixtape desk, news desk, pretty much last minute yesterday.
Mixtape Central.
Yeah, yeah. So it came across the desk super last minute. I saw, shout out to my fake cousin, Ken Gilliard, who posted this video of this guy pretty much fleeing throughout the Galleria Mall and decided to do something so stupid that I don't know how stupider you could get. But so apparently yesterday this guy jumped from a second floor story onto an ice rink trying to evade the police and broke both his legs.
Mm-hmm. Have I said that criminals are dumb?
You have. Okay. You have.
Some of them might be a little smart. I feel like the ones from New Orleans that's still on the loose, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
You could probably put them in the smart category at this point. But so apparently this guy has been hospitalized after being accused from fleeing the police in the Galleria Mall. And this happened on Sunday. I guess we just found out yesterday when the video came up.
Do we know what time on Sunday? Like, had he found out?
It was 2:20 p.m.
So he had already found out that KD was a rock and he decided to go out here stealing stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, so apparently the officers were alerted about a theft. And officers went to detain him, but he fled on foot and he ran off and jumped off the second story into the ice rink. I don't know what he was thinking about this.
Like,
getting away.
I mean, we see this in movies all the time. You know, you jump onto something that looks like it might be soft to help you get away. What about the ice rink made you think that this is a soft landing?
It's ice.
Literally.
Jumping off of anything, to be honest, man, this ain't James Bond where you could just jump off a building and just slide your way onto the ice rink.
I think he's, I don't know what, some superhero.
Yeah, I really want some truth serum to be real in this moment, because I want to inject him with truth serum and find out what he was thinking at the moment. Yeah. Like, if he was smart, he wouldn't tell us ever. Like, that take that to the grave, because you make yourself look dumber. But I just really want to know what the thought was in that moment.
Yeah, it's funny because after the Mixtape, I decided to post the video because people, I was talking about it. I'm like, let me go on and post this video. And currently it got 56,000 likes. So it's going crazy. I got over 3,000 comments. This phone just been going off.
Yeah.
And people just making all type of funny jokes. The one that stood out to me the most was somebody saying, look at him laying there like Andy about to walk in the room.
That's so he broke from Toy both Story. Of his legs, bro.
He was just sitting there and he was on the phone.
Oh, God.
He was sitting there on the phone. Like, dog, what are you doing?
Yeah, wait, so he was on his phone when he stole it, and then he was still on the phone once he had broken his legs?
I guess so. Yeah, he was laying there. He couldn't do nothing.
He's
so
like,
I guess
we're not going nowhere.
I guess
what did he steal?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I'm sure we'll probably find out real soon. But, yeah, he was just laying there looking so awkward. Everybody said he was looking like the Family Guy meme.
Oh, with Joe?
When he goes, oh, okay, that one. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, man, I guess I'll keep y'all updated. I just want to know what he stole, what was worth doing that for, man.
The first time that he speaks to someone about this,
it's a mistake.
I will be there. Because I just want to know more. And I just want to know why. Like, what brought you to this place? And then I think I brought this up yesterday. And Lopez, I want to get your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the gallery has got to be like the worst place to try and do a snatch and grab, like a grab and run.
I would guess, right?
It like, just feels like there's a lot. It's far to get to an exit.
Yeah, you don't know.
You got to be really calculated to do like a.
And I hope you didn't park in the parking lot.
It got to be a lot
that
of people.
Parking garage is the worst in the town.
You know what I mean? Like,
that's why I said you got to be really calculated on some bank robbery type stuff. You got to have a getaway car out there. You got to take off, run fast. You can't just jump in the back seat and just take off on some on some the town type stuff.
All right.
The town.
No, seriously, man. That mall big as hell. Yeah.
Is the town on the list of potential, whatchamacallit?
Oh, I love that movie.
Kicks Rock said that he was laying there like Lieutenant Dan. Okay. okay. We've got some deputy reporters here on the text line from the 832 said, they think he posted a selfie of himself on social media. Nice. And then from another 832 and a 281, apparently they think he stole a pair of sunglasses.
Oh, God.
Man. So a pair of sunglasses admittedly can be really expensive. Don't get me wrong.
But you don't need them.
And then also, I was like, there's no sob story on the other side of this. Like, my 5-year-old really needed these sunglasses to see or something. There's nothing on the other side of that. Yeah. And you broke not one, but both of your legs.
It's not worth breaking both your legs. Brother, I don't even know if he, I mean, I'm sure he would have gotten in big trouble, but I don't know. He wasn't doing no hard time. So is it worth doing that jump like that?
Well, I mean, clearly we wouldn't make. We would say no.
If I was those cats from New Orleans, I wouldn't do that.
No, like, I'm going.
I would be like, I'm caught.
I'm good.
Hey, you got me, big dog. You got me, man. This the end of the road. You got me. I would not do that. No, I would not do that,
man.
Another joke somebody said was he was running from police and got caught by ICE.
Wow. That one hits pretty hard in the current environment now, doesn't it?
Yeah. So I wonder if he's going to walk again, man, at this point. That looked bad. But, hey, salute to the police. They ain't have to do nothing to catch him.
I imagine that, and our law enforcement listeners could probably let me know. It seems like, from the outside looking in, there's not much that police enjoy or hate less, or hate more, rather, than having to run. So, yeah, they probably did appreciate that greatly.
Yeah. All right, it's the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. So, it's going to be a hot summer this summer. Every summer, I feel like it's a hot summer.
Truth.
And the Today Show on NBC has some, they had somebody on there pretty much giving tips on how to stay cool and not run up the price of your running the AC and all that stuff all the time. And I think Reggie might relate to this a lot.
Turn up the thermostat to 78 degrees.
What?
I knew, Craig, you were going to be like,
I don't even want that. Why?
78 degrees. Because it is the most efficient way to run your air conditioner.
Well, you're not really running it at that point.
Listen, you asked me for max tips to save money. I'm
78 is like you're turning the heater on.
Listen.
It's like, let's turn the heat on.
The energy department actually says turn it up even more when you leave the house for work. Close the curtains, draw the blinds down. So much heat gets into your home through your window. If you have ceiling fans in your home, look up, make sure the blades are spinning in a counterclockwise direction, and you're feeling the breeze coming down. Here's the thing about ceiling fans. They aren't cooling the room. They're just cooling you. So when you leave the room, turn them off. Turn up the thermostat.
78.
Yeah, even I was like,
Reggie, like, oh yeah, I can agree with that. Yes. Okay,
hey, Reggie's going 80. Let's go to 80.
Nah, I guess I'm just a warmer individual, but I'm 78 is wild, man. I ain't even doing none of that. Man. That's
77 the max.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've already told you that my apartment worked different. It's just the heat rises. And such. See the way my bank account is set. No, but sincerely, like, I'm trying to stay cool myself. Like, I'm not out here doing that. The one thing I will say, I am a big advocate of make sure that fan going the other way to draw that heat up. Like, when I figured that out, I was like, wait, what have I been doing for all my life? Like, this changes the game here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the reaction when she goes, turn it up to 78. They all go, what?
They
go,
turn up the thermostat to 78 degrees.
What?
I knew Craig.
And those are like, this is what the Today
Buddy
Show.
Buddy almost
today,
jumped out of the seat.
This is Today Show or whatever.
Yeah.
See, those are very polished broadcasters that have been doing this for a long time. Like, I like the thought of them doing that on like a one of those local TV shows on a small town.
Like the morning TV, whatever. Because
those people would have
cussed. Good morning, Tulsa.
Those people would have cussed. Those people would have been like, what the bleep? Yeah, yeah. They would have absolutely done that.
Yeah.
This made me think, and what's tough is I'm trying to see if I can find it again on the internet, but I've long been told that if you need to feel cool, you lick the back of your hand, and it'll make you feel cool. And
you should do it right now.
I mean, I will, but
look right into the camera. Lick the back of your hand.
Ugh.
Yeah, gross.
It does make you feel cooler. It, like if you just need a moment of reprieve.
Right there, it made you feel cool.
Yeah.
You're lying.
One way to find out.
I ain't gonna do it.
There's one way to find out.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
All right, it's the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. So the XXL released their freshman list. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure people on here are like, who give a damn about the XXL freshman list? I'm sure some people are probably like, what the hell is that?
In the year of our Lord 2025?
Yeah, yeah. So the XXL freshman list is pretty much a...
Yes, John, you're raising your hand?
Yeah, I'm one of the people.
So it's, gotcha. So it's a magazine that used to release, they call it the freshman list of the newest rappers of the year.
Okay.
And right. it's kind of like an honor getting on there, especially if you a newer up-and-coming rapper.
Yeah, yeah.
So they put you on the cover and all that stuff. So, John, I'm glad you raised your hand on this. I want you to read the new names of these rappers.
Lord, this is going to be a mess.
Oh, very good.
Because, I'm going to screw
And let me be clear. I know one person on here. I don't know any of
them. But you probably would know how to pronounce it better than me, just as a rap fan, because they always put some weird twist on how to pronounce things.
Oh, I've actually heard of three of these. No, four of these.
All right, I'm going to go through the list. This is the 2025 XL freshman class.
Double XL,
sorry. I'm going to say Ian.
That's Ian.
Ian.
It's Ian?
You see, you got in your head.
I went British.
You got in your head. It is I-A-N. It's very simple. Mm-hmm. You went over the top. You missed the E. That's the easy one.
But see, I went British on that. LaserDim 700. Is that right?
I guess.
I know.
We're going to go through this list, and I want to compare it to the 2010
All right.
list.
Ray Vaughn, Nino Paid, Lou Shimmy.
Is that Low Shimmy? I don't know.
Lou Shimmy?
Is that L-O-E Shimmy?
I thought it might have been L-O-E Shimmy.
I'll go with that. Eam Triplin.
This sounds like AI. Did you make an AI list?
No.
Baby Chief Do It.
Oh, look at you. I did not see that.
1900 Rugrat. YTB Fat. Samara Sin. And Jello.
We all know Jello.
Yeah.
So that's the only one I knew on this list.
Samara Sin is actually, I think you would enjoy her. She's a really good rapper in my estimation. Ray Vaughn, I think, is on TDE, I believe.
Yeah, I do remember him.
All right.
So
those are the ones I got for you.
I wanted to bring this list up and kind of compare it to the list of 2010 because I feel like these names are getting a little bit ridiculous now, man.
Yeah.
I feel like in 2025, I don't understand these names at all. Mm-hmm. This was the list from 2010 on the XXL freshman list.
Okay.
J. Cole.
I'm familiar.
Peele.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Nipsey Hussle.
Knew him.
Freddie Gibbs.
Yep.
Big Sean. Mm-hmm. Wiz Khalifa. OJ the Juice Man. J-Rock. Faison.
Sean.
And Don. Is it Donis? I think it's Donis.
Mm-hmm.
To be fair, I think that those names sound equally unintelligible if you are unfamiliar with any of them.
I don't don't know. Nipsey Hussle is a cool play on things.
On Nipsey Russell.
J. Cole, yeah.
Yeah, these are some cool
names. I mean, like, Big Sean, you'd think rapper, right? Big
yeah,
Sean.
Yeah, because you've gotten used to the naming convention of Big Blank.
Yeah.
But see, you could kind of look at these names and be like, okay, I kind of have an idea what this rapper is or whatever. These, like, Laser Dim 700, who the hell is that a group?
that sounds like some cutting edge Japanese electronics.
Yeah.
No, it sounds like I got a gun. I got that Laser Dim 700.
Oh, okay. Is that what that is?
A power tool.
You know what? You're right. The only one
that does sound like a leveler, like a leveling power tool.
Yeah, it does. Like, you're right. The 2010 list, those sound like the conventional, as you put it, rapper names. How many, like, the only one that sounds like a rapper name to me, my very amateur expertise here, certainly, is like YTB Fat. That sounds like a rapper name.
Okay.
Yeah.
Angelo. The other ones, Lou Shimmy.
Yeah. 1900 Rugrat?
Yeah.
Like, who the hell is that?
Baby Chief Do It.
1900 Rugrat sounds like a sounds like a really weird phone line. Yes. I don't know. 1-900 Rugrat.
Sounds like they should be doing a made for TV commercial. This is the Laser Dim 700.
Absolutely. With the Billy Mays here with another fantastic product.
Yeah, the Laser Dim 700 to get those stains out in no time.
Yeah. But
so you're going to go listen to all these?
I'm going to probably check them out just to see. I'll give people a one song max. If I don't like that song, that's it.
Yeah,
I'm out.
Yeah.
But I say that to say I feel like I'm old now.
That's looking exactly at what these the rappers.
That's that's the whole point of bringing this list up.
No, that's exactly what this is.
See, the hell is this?
The 2025 XXL freshman list for you was seeing all the juniors. And whenever the draft comes around and all of a sudden here's Asante Samuel Jr., you go, ooh.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It might even
here's Frank Gore Jr.
It might even be worse than this, man.
Yeah.
Or this might be worse than that. Because I'm like, who is this? I sound like I don't even listen to rap music. Mm-hmm. And I do. I just don't know who these cats are.
You're just getting old, that's all. You're just getting old. But there's nothing wrong with getting old. Ain't that right, Lopez?
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong at all.
I'll let you know.
when it happens eventually.
I'll let you know.
That's right. You're still very young. Appreciate you hanging out with us. That's Figgy's Mixtape. 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610. At the Figgy Fig on social media is how you get at him. If you have something or if you see something that is mixtape worthy, shout him out. He'll shout you out when it comes time to playing it. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we'll talk to the fellas of the drive. And also, you acquire KD. Do you still have an opportunity for a big move in your back pocket? Let's talk about that more next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.